Good morning, everyone, and it's really a big honor to present this study on behalf of my co-authors and at the Population Services International and Tulane University. This study was based on data collected in a USAID funded program which we completed in China in 2013. There is no relationship to disclose. And here's an overview of the presentation. With regard to the study background, there are a few things that I wanted to highlight. And basically, the early stage of the HIV epidemic in China was mainly driven by injecting drug use. Yunnan and Guangxi in southwest China, which is located at the Golden Triangle area in the Greater Mekong region, has been the epicenter of HIV since the early detection of concentrated HIV epidemic among people who inject drug use in 1989. And however, in the past 2 decades, sexual transmission has replaced IDU and became the predominant mode of HIV transmission in China in 2007. In particular, in 2014, follow the trend which was presented by our colleagues in Japan, and we have identified a rising epidemic of HIV among men who have sex with men, and this population actually accounted for about one fourth of their new HIV cases reported in China in 2014. And nationally, the HIV rates among key affected population, other key affected population has been in January going down. However, we have witnessed a tenfold increase in HIV AIDS among men who have sex with men over the past 1 decade. And going back to the southwest China region and very alarming HIV rates has been reported among MSM population as well, in particular in Kunming, which is the capital city of Yunnan province. One of our study sites have reported a rate of 13.2% in 2014, which is almost twice the national average for MSM rates in the nation. And the USAID started to fund HIV prevention in China since 2004, mainly as part of the Great Mekong Region HIV Prevention Initiative. And the first phase of the program was completed in 2013, and the second phase of the program was between 2011 and 2013. And we have a higher focus on capacity building and local translation to ensure the sustainability of their program intervention. And our program mainly targeted 3 most at-risk population, which we call MARPs, including people who inject drugs, MSM, female sex workers. We also provide care and support services for people who are living with HIV/AIDS. And we work with several international NGOs. We also collaborate with local government and NGO partners, particularly the peer-led grassroots organizations. And here is the USAID CPP model, Comprehensive HIV Prevention Package model. USAID strategy in China was actually to develop a comprehensive HIV prevention model which could be used to control concentrated HIV epidemic for adoption by local partners. And we place our target population in the center of our service, and we provided 6 core program services, which was shown in our inner circle. And in the outer ring, we also provided a set of essential supportive intervention, which aim to create an enabling environment for a sustainable and comprehensive HIV response. And particularly for MSM population, we provided the following services, which include peer-led behavioral change communication intervention through job incentive-based services, as well as outreach into the MSM community. We provided HIV counseling testing and STI screening and treatment. We also provided referral for HIV confirmatory testing, which was, according to the Chinese policy, and only CDC and designated government institution can provide confirmatory testing service. And working with the local MSM community, we also focus a lot on community mobilization, capacity building, and for PSI. And our major work are focused on several things. The first is about social marketing and the provision of HIV-related products, including condoms and lubricants and HIV rapid testing kits. We also collect routine behavioral tracking survey data so as to support evidence-based program monitoring evaluation. This is the objective of the study. We are going to discuss the characteristics of MSM population. And for statistical analysis, we focus on exploring the factors which may influence the pattern of sexual behaviors and HIV-related behavioral and health outcomes among MSM. In particular, I wanted to highlight association between sexual partnership patterns and HIV risk and resilience among MSM. And for our study method, and we used a cross-sectional behavioral survey data, which was conducted in 2013, covering two cities, which is Kunming and Nanning, the capital cities of Yunnan, Guangxi. And we used respondent-driven sampling to recruit 780 adult males who reported having anal sex with a man in the past 3 months. And we followed a list of recruitment criteria. And for data collection, we use face-to-face interview following a structured questionnaire. And we started the sampling recruitment. We started the sampling through the selection of seats, and we selected 10 seats for each site following 5 additional selection criteria, and we provided 3 coupons for each participant for them to use to recruit their peers from their social networks for participation in our survey. And for data analysis, we used RDS tool and Stata 13, and we adjust RDS weights and city weights in all our analysis. And with regard to sample characteristics, and I will focus on the presentation of the pooled sample. And we also provided the comparison between the two sites, Kunming and Nanning, which was highlighted. The significant differences are highlighted in the last two columns, but due to time constraints, I won't spent too much time on that. And overall, the socio-economic background of this sample we adjust for audience sampling weights, we also adjust city weights, and based on our understanding about the local communities, and we feel that the sample actually pretty much reflect the real situation in their MSM communities. And I just wanted to highlight, among this population in China, and quite a proportion of the MSM are actually ever married, 40% of them. And 14% of MSM identify them as transgender, and the majority of the MSM actually use internet to seek gay friends. Over about 16% of the MSM and had first sex before the age of 18, and 11% had anal sex before age of 18. And we also noticed that a pattern of difference in role play among this population. For example, 28% of their MSM actually play reciprocal role in anal sex with men. And for disclosure of homosexuality, and 39% of the MSM actually only disclose their homosexuality to their male sexual partners, which means that a large proportion of this population are still not out of closet. Okay, we also collected some data on alcohol use and drug use. And for alcohol drinking, and about 16% of the MSM drink on average 3 times or more weekly. And among those who have ever drank alcohol, and 40% of them reported having had sex after drinking. And for drug use, 60% of the MSM reported using drugs. And the most commonly used drugs are poppers. And 61% of the drug users reported that they have had sex after using drugs. And for sexual partnership, and this is interesting because we first look at bisexual partnership, and we know that a big proportion of our MSM are actually ever married. And in the past 3 months, and over about 28% of the MSM have had sex with their female sexual partners, among which actually 35% reported sex with more than one female. And 71% of MSM had sex with regular male partners, among which 21% reported more than one regular male sexual partners. And 60% reported having sex with casual male sexual partners. And there are about 10% have paid money for sex with a male, and 10% have received money for sex with a male. And among this population, only 28% of the MSM reported only having one male sexual partners, and a quite proportion of them, about 40% of them had 2 to 5 male sexual partners, and 25% of them actually have more than 6 partners. And the pattern of consistent condom use vary by sexual partners. And the level of consistent condom use actually were the lowest for female sexual partners, 32%, followed by male regular and male casual partners and male commercial partners. And for commercial sex, the level of consistent condom use was a little bit higher among those who paid money for sex relative to those who received money for sex with male. We also look at program exposure, and among this population, over the past 12 months, 68 of MSM has attended DIC-based activities, and 36% attended outreach activities. And we also look at level of exposures, and we define low-level exposure, which means the individual who have attended 1 to 10. Program activities over the past 1 year, and higher level, which is more than 10 times participation. And half of their MSM has cracked knowledge about HIV, which was coded by the answer to 6 questions related to HIV and modes of transmission. About 70% of MSM has received HIV rapid testing counseling in past 12 months, and 38% reported having had HIV symptoms. And over the past 3 months, 12% of MSM have experienced STI. And we conducted logistic regression analysis to look at the correlates of bisexual partnership, and we found that being currently married, which of course, yeah, are related to a higher level of bisexual partnership. We also reviewed that homosexuality disclosure and using internet and role in anal sex with males are associated with lower likelihood of bisexual partnership. However, for drinking, and the result actually showed that those who drink more than 3 times weekly actually have a lower likelihood of having had sex with a female in the past 3 months. And we conducted a multinomial logistic regression to look at the correlates of multiple male sexual partnership. And the base outcome is having only one male sexual partner. And in all the statistical analysis, we controlled for all their confounding variables, age, ethnicity, migration status, age at first sex, knowledge, and the factors that we have presented in the background. And for male sexual partnership, the results show that there is a lower likelihood of having multiple male sexual partners among those MSM who live in Nanning versus those who live in Kunming and who receive higher education, higher income, and who do not play reciprocal role in anal sex with males, and being transgender and received a higher level of program exposure are actually found to be related to increased likelihood of having multiple male sexual partners in the past 3 months. We conducted additional analysis and to look at the association between sexual partnership and HIV-related behavioral outcome, condom use, and the STI symptoms. And the result showed that having a bisexual partnership was actually related to lower likelihood of consistent condom use with regular male partners. For multiple male sexual partnership, and the results, the findings are quite consistent, and having more than one male sexual partners, those who have 2 to 5 male sexual partners actually have lower level of consistent condom use with female partners, and those who have more than 6 male partners have lower level of consistent condom use with both male regular, male casual. They also experiences higher likelihood of STI symptoms over the past 12 months. And other correlates of consistent condom use and STI include drug use. And the effect of drug use are very much consistent. Drug users are the effect of drug use are kind of like controversial, and for consistent condom use with female partners and regular male partners, those who have female sex partners, those who use drug actually have lower level of consistent condom use with female partners. But for casual male partners, the relationship is the other round. And we also review a significant effect of role reciprocity and with consistent condom use with each type of partners. And the program exposure is associated with higher level of condom use, but only related to female sexual partners and male regular sexual partners. Okay. Here are some major findings that I wanted to highlight from this study. And overall, our study reviewed a very high level of bisexual partnership, and also very low level of consistent condom use with females among MSM, and also review a high rate of multiple and complex male partnership, which involve multiple types of sexual partners, and many of them could be concurrent. We also reviewed a syndemic of drug use and STI among MSM, and all those findings pointed to the needs for targeted intervention which integrate HIV with the other intervention, for example, drug use intervention. But we also, based on our study, also reviewed a differential association between drug use and consistent condom use by type of sexual partners, and there are strong association between sex role and sexual partnership and condom use. And those two findings and pointed to the fact that some of their MSM actually adopt protective behavior so that to reduce HIV risk as a coping strategies. And this kind of like highlights the potential mechanism of HIV resilience among this population, but we do not have enough information and to do additional analysis. And our study have a few limitations, and the data is cross-sectional in nature, and we cannot make causal inference, and we have very small sample size, which do not allow us enough power to support some of the data analysis that I wanted to do. And also all the data we reported are related to sensitive behaviors, but we rely on self-reports and face-to-face interview, which is another limitation. And for future research, and we are planning to use longitudinal design. We use ESI, and also we plan to use a linked behavioral and biological surveys, and to address those limitations that we have. We also wanted to collect event-level data and to look at the association between use of drugs and sexual behaviors. Okay, lastly, I wanted to acknowledge the support from our funders, from our collaborators, and especially from our MSN communities and our study participants in Nanning and Kunming. And I also wanted to acknowledge their support from their graduate students in China who have been working with me on data. Yes, thank you.